We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top, Amamar. The first word of the line is Matanos Kiyem, starting from Amamar. We learned in a Braisa that someone comes and says he lost his Shtar Chayiv, even though Edom is saying that there was a real Shtar Chayiv here, and the guy really borrowed the money, and he wrote a Shtar. You cannot write another Shtar. Not write another Shtar, because we're scared he's going to go collect twice with the Shtar. But a shtar mekach, that's not a problem. A shtar mekach, you could rewrite shtar mekach because this guy bought a property and it's his property. So he lost a shtar, you write him another shtar. If someone collects this property from him, he'll go collect from the lekuchas, he'll do it twice. You write this shtar with erech rayis. There's no guarantee, no insurance on this thing that belongs to him. There's no guarantee that belongs to him. And you write it from the same Zman l'chayro as the first time you write this shtar mekach, and therefore there's no chash that he's going to use it to even if he sold it in between to get it again. There's no chash for that. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says no, that even a shtar mekach memke can't write it again, because what really happened? Maybe what really happened is that he gave it back to the original owner. And now, if he pulls, really gave it back, and it really belongs to the original owner. Let's say the original owner was Reuven. He's the first owner, because we're calling Reuven first. Reuven sold it to Shimon. Shimon now claims he lost the shtar, so they write another shtar. And now, they're worried that if Shimon gave that shtar back to Reuven, because they made up that if he wants to give it back, he'll give the money back. So Shimon gave back the shtar to Reuven. Reuven gave, and he now Shimon really owns it. And Reuven didn't pull out another shtar that it's his. So you can ask me, what's the chash? I'm saying, if Maisa, Shimon is holding on to the new shtar, so they'll see it's his. They'll see, what's the problem here? We're saying this. We'll get the names again. Reuven sells to Shimon, and then Shimon claims he lost his shtar. So you write him another shtar. So Shimon gives back. We really were scared. Maybe Shimon gave back to Reuven, and really Reuven owns it now. It's a month later, Reuven owns it now, and Shimon will still have another star. He wrote another star. I'll say, oh, it's mine. And but Akasha says, what do you mean? But Reuven has a star also. What to worry about? Reuven sold Shimon. The star says that Reuven sells a piece to Shimon on Shcheres Nisan. Okay. Reuven gets back that star because he holds Oisus Nikdis Mesira. A way to me, when I'm knocking the karka back, is by giving the extra star back to Reuven. So it says in the star Reuven got back that Reuven sold to Shimon Shcheres Nisan. If Reuven's holding on to it, it sounds like Reuven is the one who owns it now. That's what it sounds like. Wait a second. It sounds like he owns it now. The problem is Shimon has a star, so then Shimon has a star, a new star, so then Reuven will win. You're asking. So why not? If Reuven would win, if Shimon didn't have a star, so let him win when he has a star also. What changed? What's the difference? Why does Reuven have a star? It must be, you gave it back. That's the kasha. Or you want to ask the kasha? How do you want to ask the kasha? That's the kasha, yeah. So the Tais really asks this kasha. Tais is on the Kavsamach of Ezra Avil asks this kasha. So he says it's posh, like this. If they both holding on to a star, you know who wins? The Shimon wins. The buyer wins. They're both holding on to a star. Why? Because Reuven technically could write 5 stars for his Shcheres Nisan, because he's allowed to write a star before he sells it. So he could have wrote 5 stars, hidden them, give one to Shimon. Then when Shimon comes later with his star, he says, I bought it. Reuven says, well, I have a star, I bought it. So Shimon always wins. But if Shimon does not have any star, then Reuven would win. So we're worried over here that we're not going to write another star, because we're worried that was the only star, and therefore Reuven got it back. And now that you write another star for Shimon because he lost the star, Shimon's going to claim it's his, And if Reuven and Shimon both take out stars, Shimon wins. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. You don't give the star back. You don't give the star back, even though without a Christ. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. Rabbanon says it's not a problem, because Rabbanon says that you can't make a kinyan that way. If you sell it back to Reuven, you write a new star, or you make a new kinyan, or whatever it is. Like the Rambam says in Tani Kiyama, "Elam kinyan chaza umakra oy nosla be kinyan gomer oy bestar chadosh." Like that. That's what you do. So Omar, chutz ma'achrayis shabbat. So it says in the Rabbanon says you could write another star mechira for Shimon, another star that he bought it, but you can't write achrayis. My time, what's the reason he can't write achrayas for Shimon for his star that he bought it? He bought the property. Why can't you write him achrayas? Why can't you write him insurance? Omer of Safra, if he's in Kosvim, Shtay Stars, and Soda Achas. You now write two stars and one Soda. Why? What's the problem? Dilma Ozel Balchoiv, Tarav Lei Lahai. What happens is, Reuven owes $1 million, and these fields are worth $100,000, whatever. The Balchoiv comes, let's say the same amount of money, $100,000 that owns the Balchoiv, and the field's worth $100,000. So the Balchoiv comes and takes away the property from Shimon, because it's a lien, he has a lien on it. So Balchoiv Tarav Lei Lahai. But Ozel Lahai, Umapik chad v'taref. So here the b'chayiv comes. Tum oz b'chayiv taref le'v'hayiv. Oz l'hay umapik chad v'taref le'kuchos. So therefore, Shimon goes now back to Reuven's properties, and he goes to Reuven's le'kuchos and say, you know, I was first, so I'm taking away your properties now. The b'chayiv took away my property. Shimon says. Shimon goes to Reuven's le'kuchos, takes away the other properties that were sold after his. Then he goes ahead and he says, I want to make a shtick. So he goes to Bachayv. Only Bachayv. Shoifli the Akimba. He says, leave me alone. Let me go back to the property. I'll sit here another 3-4 years and we'll forget about the whole thing. And Vahadu Tar Tirfon and come back and collect again the Chayv. Umapik Achrina. Take it again. Vahadu Azul Tarf the Kuchos. Achrini. I'll go take from all the Kuchos. So here we're saying that if you have the shtar mechira over here, two shtari mechira, you could do this twice. So what's going to happen? The first time the Balchayv collects from Shimon, Shimon goes to Lekuchas and he takes the property. So Lekuchas say, what do you mean? Who said you bought it? So he gives him shtar mechira. Did they take the shtar mechira? And Shimon collects a property from the Lekuchas. But Shimon tells the Balchayv, you know what? I'll give you a little money on the side. Let me go back and sit on this property another few years. And then the Bachayv again will come collect from it. And then he'll go again and collect from the Kuchos with his second Shtar Mechira that he has. Because we said you can write a Shtar Mechira. So we're saying that that's why he can't write a Chrayas, because he wrote his second Shtar Mechira with the Chrayas. He could go again and collect the second time from the Kuchos. Now the Gemara is going to handle, how could the Bachayv collect twice? So the Gemara says, as a Kasha, because the Bachayv is really collecting his chayv twice, $100,000 chayv twice.
What's the point of him staying on the field for a few years? He has two shtar chayv, I can do it twice.
Right, so we'll see tomorrow why he couldn't just do that simple. We said it, let me just take two shtar chayv, right, we go to Lekuchos. So we'll see why the Gemara didn't say that. We said a convoluted case for some reason. He waited a few years, and then he do it again. So now here, after a few years, the Bachayv goes and collects again. Charles, how could he do that? The Gemara, but even the Karina, Lashtar, or the Milva, once the Malva comes to collect the money, they rip up the shtar. But my hoda tarifle. So how can he collect again? Once he comes to collect from your property, so Bezin says, you know what? You're collecting. They rip up his shtar. So how can he go again three, four years later and do it again? V'chitem le'karana. You can say, maybe they don't clear up the shtar. V'omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, kol tirfa le'kosav. So before I read the next Gemara, I'm going to tell you over the Rashbam says. Rashbam says the process is that if a Bachayv, a Malvik, is coming to collect, and the lawyer doesn't have any money, and he doesn't want to pay, they call him to Bezdin, and he's not coming, they're putting him in the Cherim, so they write first a Shtar Tirfa. They write a Shtar Tirfa, which means they rip up his Shtar Chayv, and they write a Shtar Tirfa, which means you have a right to go after the properties of the lawyer. Once he identifies the property, they rip up the Shtar Tirfa, and they write a Shtar Adrachta, which means, identify the property, the Shtar Adrachta says, that property is yours now. Then, they evaluate the property, see how much it's worth, to see if this goes against the chayv that's owed to the malva. So after they identify that, they tear up the Adrachta and they write a Shuma. The bottom line is, there's no way the malva collect the chayv twice, because the time he finishes collecting the first property, there's no the star chayv is already a dream. He already went through a few different stars. Went through a tirfa, a drachta, then a shuma. So let's read it inside. You don't rip up the star. Rav Nachman kol tirfa, every star tirfa, which means that gives you the right to collect properties. Like sivbe karina lo star of the milva. It's writing that star that I ripped up the star of the malva. Lav tirfa. If you don't write that, it's not a good tirfa. B'chol drachta. The next step after tirfa, after you identify a property, is a drachta. B'chol drachta. Like kosvei karina lo tirfa. Lav drachta. It's not a drachta. B'chol shuma. And then after you identify the property, you do evaluation. It's not a shumah. So the Gemara's question is, why are you worried that this lekeach, the shimon, will go back to this property and the bachai will come 5 years later to collect it again? It's not possible. He has no shtar. So he says, Lo'tzricham, the ka'osi mekoyach avosei. The worry about a case of two shtaris is a case where Reuben sold the field to Shimon, and then afterwards a guy came over to Shimon and said, "This is my father's, and I have edim that never was sold to Reuben. Reuben sold the Brooklyn Bridge. It's really mine." And in such a case, so Shimon goes now because he has a chrayis and collects some lekuchos, and then we're worried he'll tell this guy who belonged to his father, say, "You know what? Let's be quiet again. I'll go back to the property, and you'll come back again in 5 years, the same time that's your father's, and I'll collect my second shtar. I'll collect some lekuchos." That's the case of the chshash. That's the case of chshash. So the case of chshash is not from a bachoy, because a bachoy can't collect twice, but a guy who belonged to his father can collect twice. So now here comes the Gemara's question. You're asking, Omalei Rav Acham, Adifle Ravino, for Lomalei Lameima Lei Lebachoyv, Shoifli Bai Arav Eikimboy. Why do you have to say that the chshash is, you might tell the bachoyv, or the guy collecting Koyach, his father, that, you know, let me sit in the karak another 5 years, and then I'll come and collect it again. Typically, the chivin did not got three stories, since he has two stories, Tarof on the Tarof. Right away, he's going to go take the two star mechira and collect from two different lekuchos. So Mar says, that's not a chash. Why not? Because if at the same time you're going to two lekuchos, so it's a very big tumul and big machloikis, a big dinah taira, and they're going to chap what you're doing. They're going to chap you're collecting twice for the same property. So if it's all at the same time, it's not possible. You're not going to get away with it. Because if people hear about dinah taira, especially like this, taking away properties, and they're going to hear about each other, and then you're going to know in the gneva. That's not a chash. Chash is only if it's a few years later. And that's what comes after the Gemara. It's interesting because the Rashbam before in Kusam Chesed Beis, when he says the Pshat in this Rav Safra, it says that you don't write two stories. There it sounds like it's Kipshuta, like I'm going to collect twice. But Chari means to say this whole case where they wait a few years, say Shayfli. So the Gemara Vayta. So here, that's what we're saying. That's the official Yibaladim. We're looking at Lehi Shtar Ma'alyo. So the Gemara have a different answer. Write the guy a shtar ma'alya that said you can't write chutz ma'achrayis because we're worried he might go collect again. So why don't we do like this? We should write him another shtar with achrayis, belichtoiv tavra lemoicher, and write like a shaver to the moicher, like something that breaks up. It means also break him. Write him a type of receipt that says like this: kol shtari diyifkun al arado, any shtar that's going to come out on this property, psulim levar min yopik bezmano. Only it comes with this man, which means like this: you're going to write the star sheni, and write in the star sheni a later zman. That's what you're going to do, and with the chrayis. But you write also that this is coming. You're going to write. You're going to write that this is coming. That right on the star, that this is besides for the star that I wrote already, Bizman Ploini, that got lost. You write, Tavra means not a Ramash receipt, you write it on this new star. You write it on a new star. That this property on 45 Park Avenue belongs to Shimon. He bought it. And you write, we wrote the star on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And you write in that star that this is coming, you write in the star, this is coming, B'makom, the earlier star. You write this receipt. You don't put this on the star itself. You write a receipt that's going on this star. The second star you write for a Shchodesh Iyar that it was sold to Shimon. Then you write a separate shoiver. It says like this: that we wrote a new star that it was sold to Shimon on a Shchodesh Iyar, and this is coming instead of the star that was written on a Shchodesh Nisan that was lost. So you write what happened here. That the guy came in front of us that was lost. We wrote a new star. Rom Rushtar, and this is coming Mokim Vat Star. And this way, you'll never be able, with a Chrayis, you'll never be able to collect the field twice. Because it says clearly, you have a Shaver, we come back to the Moicher and say, with two stars, say, oh, you owe me two properties, the Kuchos, it won't happen. You know why it won't happen? Because there's a Shaver, the Moicher has in his possession a Shaver that says clearly that the second star was written only instead of the first star. That's the Kashu. You say, Koshtar Deep Gunna Arada, any star that you take out on this land, Psulim, levar min de yapik, besides what's coming out right now. You're writing the Shaiva, any stars that have come on this property is null and void besides for the star that we wrote right now. And you put in this man, and therefore you shouldn't say it's a second sale, because he'll never make the second sale on this thing. No, it means like this. Any star that we wrote the second star is b'mokum the first star. But put it all in writing, basically. Put the whole story in writing, and therefore nothing can ever happen because the moich will pull out a star. So what do you take? You didn't buy it twice. You bought it once. That second star instead of the first star, that's what you should do. So that's the question. Write a star b'achrayis, because if you don't, why are we trying to do this? Because if you don't write a star b'achrayis, and he really lost it, so it's terrible for the lekeach. He'll never have insurance on the property anymore. So we want him to have insurance. So write the insurance, but just put a addendum over here that it came instead of an old one that was lost. So Amru Rabbanu Kavei D'Rav, Amru Kavei D'Rav Ashi, Zoy Semeres. Maybe it's right from here. They don't write shayver. You don't have extra stars because now you're making the moicher keep an extra star. And we have a shayver later on. Machlokes in the Mishnah on Kuf Ayinam Beis about it. If you write a shayver or not. So Shteita, he's telling the Shteita that he holds ain koisim shayver, that you don't write shayver because you don't want to make him watch things. Is that what he's trying to say? We pass like that on the Yomot. Machlokes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yasi. So you're telling me over here that what we're passing like a Huda, they don't write a Shaver? So the Gemara, no. Omar and Tapon Beis, Omar Lahu, maybe Baal Makoshim Shaver. You really do write a Shaver. Which means, what's a case of a Chagas of a Shaver? A case like this, that a guy wants to go pay back his Chayv to the Malva, and it says, give me back my star. Malva says, I don't have a star. So so Malva says, okay, I'll write you a receipt. I'll write you to the Leiva receipt. So there's a man, the Yomar says, in Koshim Shaver, that the Leiva says, no, I want my star. I don't want to have to keep my shaver just in case you find your star and then you're taveying me again. I have to pull out my shaver. I have to produce my shaver. I don't want to keep a shaver from achbar, from mice. They might eat it. I don't want to have a shaver. That's my name, in Koshim Shaver. All the man says, no, Koshim Shaver. So Mara's asking, you see from here, in Koshim Shaver, because I have eight, write a shaver. So Mara says, no, but that's if you write a shaver. By a chayv, you write a shaver. Here, with skin, a shaver won't help. We're scared of Achoyev is to go collect from Lekech. And he will go collect the Lekuchas a second time. Collect the Lekuchas a second time. There's a Shaver to protect you from this. Because he'll pull out both stars. He'll really has all the star. Collect twice. Now we have a Shaver to protect this. The Shaver got Lekuchas Lekha. The Lekuchas don't have the Shaver. It's by the Malva. But afraid the Gemara, so you said the Kukas lav Mari the Ara Hadri? Lemais, what are you worried about? The Kukas will go back, they say, oh, you're taking my property? Let's go back to the owner, see if he paid you up. What do you mean? So we'll find the shaver over there. So you said the Kukas lav Mari the Ara Hadri? So Mari says, no. At the Hachi Vacha Shomat Vacha Peri. Maybe we'll go eventually, we'll figure this out, but meanwhile, he'll be eating Peris of the Kukas. So it's really like this. He takes a star, and it goes against the Kukas. The Kukas have to give him the property. He has a star. And I'll go to Loikech number two, and do the same thing. So he's going to be sitting there on two properties, eating pears. And then finally, when he sorted it all out, they go back to the Baal Bas, and he tells you, oh, I have a shaver. Meanwhile, he eats pears. Once he eats pears, you can't get it after him. It's very hard to get it back from him already. Once he eats pears, it's like the lesson of the Rashbam is Vekosha Gezel HaNechel. Gezel HaNechel is very hard to get back. So that's why we worry. That's why we don't like shavers, because Loikech doesn't have a shaver. And meanwhile, he'll lose. Inami. Another way he'll lose is the lekech only goes back to the malva if he has like insurance. But if the lekech number two gets taken away, if he doesn't have a chrayis, he never goes back to the meicher even. He never goes back to that meicher, to that ruvein, and he'll never find out about the shaver. Therefore, we don't hold of a shaver. We do not write two stories by chrayis. We don't write the second star by chrayis for the lekech because we're worried he might take it out twice. He might use it twice. He might use it to both stars. I write a shaver. We're worried that either he pairs in between, or it's the kehach of a chayis. He'll never go back to the owner.
Is shleim
also
out for
a different lekeach? No, it means shleim that lekeach bought a chayis. It means that lekeach.
Number two.
Yeah, right. He didn't buy a chayis. So.
When he bought
a chayis. Right.
He's in the weak position. There's no call that Reuven sold Shimon the land.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But how is he supposed to protect himself?
He can. He should roll a cries. He didn't protect himself. He didn't roll a cries. So
any situation.
Right. All cries. Exactly. Why did he do that? Could we get a good deal? Get a good deal on it. They said, "I'll sell it to you for cheap." No cries. It was no cries. So now the Gemara's kasha is okay. So he's saying that you have his chash. So why, by every shaver, don't you have the same chash? Every shaver, we said that the malvin writes a receipt to the loiver that you paid up. Why are we not worried that the malva will come later on to recollect the chayiv, re-litigate the chayiv, he finds his shtar, and he'll go straight to the kuchos, and then the loiver has a shaver, the kuchos don't have a shaver. Why worry the same thing every time? Yochi, story avonami, every time a shaver, why worried the kuchos is not going to have a shaver? Zoktamar, hosom the zuzi masik, amri paisi bal chayiv bezuzi. That means like this, that by Ava, everyone knows that you could pay up the Malva with money. So right away when the Malva comes to the Lekuchas to take his property, he runs back to the Loiva and says, did you pay him money? Because that's the first thing you have to check out. Did you pay him money? Hocha the Ara Masik made the Yod, the Masik Ara Vizu Lemefayis. Masha'inkin, when a Lekeach comes to take from the Lekuchas, there's no, you're not mafayis a lekeach with money. Tosfos asks specifically, you even feel allowed to be mafayis him with money. He needs a property. So if he needs a property, so you know that the meicher, everyone knows the meicher's property. He doesn't have any more properties. So you're not going to say, oh, he probably paid him off for the property. He doesn't have any other properties. So therefore the lekeach will automatically give up his property and not run back to the meicher. See, did you pay him money? Because it's not the geyer, so he's never going to ask him. He won't ask him right away about the shaver. And meanwhile, they eat the pears. He won't immediately ask him about the shaver. Mashenka b'halava, if a malva comes to collect your property, the first thing you do is you run to the loiva and say, "Did you pay this up? Maybe you paid this up. You paid up zuzi." And therefore, there's no chash. You're not going to find out about the shaver. Read it in Psalm one time. Hosom zuzi demasik ari paisi b'alchay b'zuzi. Hocha the ara masik here. We're handling land that's owed. Made the yod demand the masik ara b'zuzi l'mefayis. Someone who owes land is not. They don't go on fire. It's bezuzi. Tosis says the end of the Maskel Daman. V'ksas Rafia. I'm not sure. I'm yochel tchoyse bezuzi imlav. V'nira the motzah sugu. He says he could, but the Maase like the Rashbam speaks out also that after a long time he'll take money. The lekeach who bought from the meicher, you know Shimon, does not get placated with money so fast. He first wants a property, and therefore the lekuchas will give him the property without checking it out with the meicher because they know that he didn't just give him a property. So here they'll give him they'll give up the property before they go back to the meicher to find out really what the story is, and therefore with chayshish, even with a shaver, that there might happen some loss.